Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, what's up? No, another Monday night. Y'all know how we do real hot fresh. Keep it real hot fresh every Monday night, except for last Monday night. We want to apologize for last Monday night. We had like a big thing of technical difficulties. I don't know what happened, but the whole show was just under, it was canceled because of technical difficulties. So we want to first off apologize to everybody for that. Please say our apologies from me, Miss Desire, and Miss Jules.
Yes, so, I was so sad.
I know. But here we are this week. Here we are. So
yep.
I want to welcome everybody to listening to the show tonight. The beginning at the CN Network, while we're there on Chapel Hill. And I just want to say hey to my co-host. What's going on, Miss Desire? How you been?
I am great. How are you, Z-Fly? I am so blessed to be alive and so happy, and I'm actually live from Jersey tonight visiting family, so it is just so beautiful out here and so quiet and so nice.
Wow, that sounds so good.
Yeah, how was your day? How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. The weather in New York has been very nice lately, so I've been enjoying the weather, and you know, just I have family in town for
nice.
A week. I've been enjoying them and just enjoying life, period, basically.
Hey, yeah, that's my motto, live, love, laugh.
I know, you have to do that. That's so important. That's so important. Very important. But, you know,
so,
we have a lot of, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so I want you to just, I'm excited about the topic tonight, so go for it.
Oh, okay. Well, before we get into the topic tonight, we have a little thing, a few changes in the show that I want everybody to know about. So, as you know, that a lot of times we do look for a lot of hosts to be on the show. But a few changes has happened in the show. Smooth T, he's no longer with us. You know, he was one of the hosts on the show. He's no longer with us. He has other business opportunities, so he has went to take them, so we definitely wish him luck in, you know, in all his endeavors in the future. And also our girl Tori D, she's still with us, but she stepped down a little bit. She won't be a main host like she was, but she's now going to be an alternate host. So she's still with the show, but she just won't be in full blast as she was. So we still got Tori, but we lost Smooth T, but, aww, you know. But in the meantime, we still have Miss Jules, and we have our new host, Miss Desire.
Woo!
So we're still keeping it real hot and freaky fresh every Monday night with the livest host on the net. So we still got it going on.
That's all right.
That's right. And also, so as you know, that Miss Tori D, she brought every week the weekly inspiration. You know, basically, you know, that's our way of, we will always, you know, give you a little, you know, inspiration, a little word of wisdom every start of the week. But since she's no longer working, you know, as full-time, we now have Miss Desire. Miss Desire, she's actually going to put a little twist on things. Instead of the weekly inspiration, she's going to bring you the weekly motivation of the week. And we're going to see what she got for us tonight. So, Miss Desire, go ahead on and kick it off for us.
All right. Well, first I like to say, you know, first of all, that I think the most motivation thing in the world is when you open your eyes and wake up out of bed. I mean, how amazing is that, that you get to wake up every day? I mean, some people are sick and they're, you know, sick in bed. And so you could just wake up and pop out of bed and be like, oh, my God, today's a new day. Today's a brand day. I'm so excited. I'm enthusiastic. I'm driven, and I have ideas in my head, and I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to meet new people. I'm going to network, and I'm going to just be inspired. So I just wrote down a couple little things, and I hope that the viewers who are listening can feel what I'm saying and maybe can relate, because I understand that there are people out there who, you know, just don't feel optimistic. They feel very negative, pessimistic, because they're around that. Number one, stay away from negativity. Stay away from pessimistic people, because it'll only bring you down. You don't need that. You need to be around people who want to motivate you, who want to be there for you, who want to be driven for you. So if you're around those people, step back and make new friends, because you don't need it. Number two, always keep a smile on your face, because nowadays I've seen too many frowns. You need to turn that frown upside down, people. Sorry, but it's so true. Why are you so sad? There's nothing to be sad about. You're alive. Be happy. And remember, things could be worse. And you're blessed and you're alive because others are less fortunate. We take things for granted. Remember, you can see. You have your vision. You can walk. You can hear. You can talk. Some people, and you have your health. Some people don't even have that. And also, if these things are not, you're not feeling this, then I think that you should take a chance on new things, new experiences. For example, take a meditation course. I like what I did. I took a meditation course. It was amazing. I loved it. And I met new great people. And I motivated them so much that they gave me this idea. So that's why I'm doing this. Number two, interact with new people. Just like I did with Z-Fly. Went into Skechers, started talking to him. Look at that. And now I'm on the show with him. How amazing is that? And also, appreciate the little things in life. Look at the sky. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. Look at the water. And be grateful that you're breathing. Be grateful that you can just walk outside and breathe in that air, even though New York is kind of toxic.
Yeah.
Breathe in that air. And remember, other third world countries, hello, we're complaining about we don't have this and we don't have that. Third world countries, they don't have half the stuff that we have. So just be happy. And complaining doesn't solve anything. Because my motto is, if there's a problem, there's always a solution. And remember, again, my motto is to live, love, and laugh every day. And I hope that was motivating enough for you, because I get motivated every day from new people, and I am so grateful to have met them. And that's all I have to say. So I hope that was good enough for you.
All right, so that's also, that was the weekly motivation by our girl, Miss Desire. For the week, I truly hope somebody was definitely motivated by that. And you know, if you know a friend or family member or whoever who maybe can use the motivation in that department, definitely let them know about this motivation for tonight, or tune them into the show so that they can hear about it each and every week. So tonight we definitely have a great topic. We're talking about revenge. But before we get into the topic, we're going to give you some good sounds by one of our I can't even talk. Our musical guest that we have had on our show by the name of Cutty Mack, and this is Runaway Girl. All right, everybody, you're keeping it real hot and fresh with the hottest host on the net. And now joining us is our girl, Miss Jewel. We definitely want to welcome her to the show. What's going on, Miss Jewel?
Whoop, whoop. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Miss Jewel, I'm so good. I miss you so much. Miss Jewel, real quick, let me go ahead and tell you the changes that we have on the show. We now have a new, very hot host. She goes by the name of Desire. So welcome to the show, Desire and Miss Jewel. This is so y'all introduce yourselves, whatever.
Hi, Miss
Desire. How you doing?
I am great. How are you?
That's fantastic. I'm fantastic.
That's good. Okay. Okay. Enough of that. All right, y'all. So now we're definitely going to go ahead and get into the topic of the night, who has been waiting for it. And we definitely want to encourage everybody to please call in Also, if you don't want to call in, we do have the SSBN chat room open, so you can definitely log in there with any questions or comments you have for the show or for us. And you can log into that by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/SWAPEAST, and that's S-W-O-P as in Paul, E-A-S-T as in Tom. And definitely call in and let us know your comments and questions. That's 646-200-3136. And our Facebook is open, www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. Okay, so that's how you reach us if you want to call in questions, comments. So tonight the topic is about revenge.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so many.
Ooh, that's served cold.
Exactly, because so many people like to get revenge on people. You know, I mean, sometimes, yeah, and you know, it's not always like a big thing. You know, sometimes it could just be like, you know, your boss at work is getting on your nerves, you know. You know what I'm saying? Or like maybe you got fired, so now you're thinking of ways to get that company back. Or, you know, maybe a friend, you know, you found out a friend done something to you, so you're trying to do something back. But so basically what we're going to talk about first is revenge. I mean, maybe we all have some stories that, you know, either people got revenge on us or we wanted to get revenge on others. I mean, do y'all have any stories? Or what do y'all think about revenge?
Well, Ms. Jo, do you want to go first, or?
One more time.
Would you like to go first?
No, you go.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I was just going to say, like, you know, right now, I don't hide my age. I'm 32, and I have to say, when I was younger, in my early 20s, even 18, my motto was, don't get mad, get even. So I always felt like, okay, I'm going to get back, you know, whether it was a guy or a girl or like someone that hurt me, I'm going to get you back. But as I got older, definitely in my late 20s, I believe that you need to walk away because you're an adult. You want to make that, you know, you want to show people that you're a bigger person by walking away. And on top of that, if you have younger, I mean, I'm not my own, but if you have younger sisters or brothers or cousins or anyone, people that look up to you, you want someone to look like, hey, what's the right thing to do? So that, I mean, I just, that was my two cents. So what's yours?
Well, that's true. But I always felt like revenge was a waste of time.
Really?
I always felt that it was a waste of energy. Because
really?
being, I always felt that it was a waste of energy. Because being, I'm only 29, which really doesn't give us much of an age difference. So I really found that being angry after a situation, it really is time consuming. It really gives you wrinkles, you know, and it's really unnecessary. I mean, like while you're plotting something to avenge something that somebody did to you, they have moved on with their life. They're not even thinking about you. And then the way that I think it, I mean, like, I believe in God, and I really do think that, you know, God got me. I don't need to do anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I believe in God, too. Yeah, I became more spiritual. And also, I was going to say, too, now, like, you know, I believe in karma. What goes around comes around. So whatever you're going to do in the past, or at least in the past, it's going to come right back to you. So that's why I believe in, you know, only good karma nowadays.
You know, it's funny because, actually, both of y'all said two very good points. I think, Miss Desire, you said something about, you know, like people's motto. You know, a lot of people, they do go by the motto, you know, for example, like, you know, do unto others as you, you know, want them to do unto you. But then you also had, you know, two wrongs doesn't make a right, or either, you know, stuff like that. So a lot of times, yeah, go ahead.
I wonder, when do you think it's inevitable?
To get revenge?
Mm-hmm. When is it inevitable? Like, when is it really, like, you need to do it? Unless it's like a crime where we're talking like child molestation, I think you need to do something about that, you know?
Right.
Like, when it's like, when is it really necessary?
Would y'all say, this is just me throwing this out there, would y'all say that maybe, like, for example, like if like somebody hurt your family, or like, for example, like your kids or your mom or something, would you say there would be a time to get revenge on somebody? Or should you still, you know, like you said, leave it in the Lord's hands?
Well, I've been through situations where, you know, I would love to go ahead and do it, and you get really, really angry and do something about something. But then when you really think about it, I always find that it's pointless. And eventually, yeah. One way or another, you know, whatever the problem was, whatever the issue was, eventually it gets handled by itself. I don't even have to worry about it. I really don't. I've never had an issue that didn't get resolved on its own.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it seems like you just said, I mean, I feel too, like, if someone hurt me, then mm-hmm. it's okay, because karma, the same thing is going to happen to them. So, I mean, that's why, it's like, you know, I like, just too, like, what's the point of me plotting? And
mm-hmm.
then D-Fly, you made a good point, too. If someone hurt my family, would I get revenge? I mean, that's kind of hard, you know what, that's kind of hard to answer, because I think all of us think if someone were to hurt my family, oh, my God, yes, I want to get revenge. But then you think, hello, I don't want to go to jail.
For
I want to live. I love my freedom. So
hello?
I'm going to.
Exactly.
But then
I love my freedom right now.
But, you
I
know,
do.
Like, how do you go about plotting all these things without really feeling like you're the dirt of the earth? You know what I mean?
I know.
I think that also has a psychological effect on you, and it brings down your psyche. You know, your
mm-hmm.
whatever positivity you have going on within you, you know, once you put a plot to action and it's for negative purposes, I think that stays with you forever, and it gives you an impression of yourself. It
you're
messes
guilty.
With your... Yeah, it messes with your confidence level just because the guilt is completely on your mind all the time. So I just don't recommend it.
That is so good because, you know, I work with people who, like, you know, like maybe the boss, you know, did something or, like, you know, did whatever, you know, to make them mad. And then it's
mm-hmm.
like, you're right, it's always on their mind, you know what I'm saying? When they come to work mad, you know, they come to work trying to figure out, you know, how are they going to get the boss back, and they're always mad, and they're never happy, so you know what I'm saying, you're right, it just stays on their mind, you know, it just kind of messes with their, their mentality after a while, because
that's
they're always
so
mad.
That's so
but,
true.
But you know what, too, but for a lot of people, it's just that they don't know how to let things go, because, you know, they just feel like, okay, well, you know, this person hurt me. And that just ain't right, you know what I'm saying? I can't let that go, so I just got to get them back to make it even. It's all about getting even for some people.
Oh, it is. I mean, for me, I've been hurt myself, and I feel like, again, if you never got your heart broken, you wouldn't be able to tell a story. You know, you wouldn't say, well, I've been there, done that. If you never, you know, if someone, like, really deliberately hurt you on purpose,
mm-hmm.
You know, first I remember too, like getting mad, like, and then I'm like, why am I wasting my energy? You're not
exactly.
even worth it. You're not
I
worth
love
my
you.
Time. You're not worth my time. I have plenty of other things and plenty of people that want to praise me. So if you want to put me down, that's okay. That's on you. I mean, I don't realize that I don't have any enemies that I'm aware of. But if there are people that dislike me, I feel like you're jealous and you're hating on me. So go ahead, hate on me, because someone else will love me. Exactly.
Whatever.
That's whatever.
You know, whatever. I'm spectacular, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of myself unable to make an error. You know what I mean? I know that I can make an error. I'm spectacular. I'm fantastic, but I can be a B sometimes. You know what I mean? Depending on who's speaking to you and who's, you know, who you're talking to. Like, I remember one time. Yeah, like one time years ago, I was working for a large corporation, and I was working with a team, and one of the young ladies was just terrible. She's one of those people, I know everybody's heard of these people, always at work, just angry, just never had a positive thing to say about anybody.
Oh, my God.
This woman was horrible, and she was only 27. She was horrible.
Wow.
I mean, like, everybody hated her. Everybody in the office. Can you imagine how many people you have affected just because you're angry about whatever? I don't know. I think she was angry about her husband or whatever. But she brought that anger around her everywhere.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs that energy? Now that's what I'm saying. And then it's like misery loves company.
Oh,
so,
yeah. And they love to make you miserable, don't they? Don't those miserable people love to make you miserable?
Oh,
if they could just... If they could just rain parade one time, that's all they need.
Yeah. What about you, Z-Fly? You have any stories about you that, you know, anything, everyone try to hurt you or you? You know, what's your take on it?
Yeah, you know, whenever I say I go back to, like, a lot of jobs, because I feel like the managers, they always used to get on my nerves and, you know, just, you know, they were always, you know, for example, like my last job, actually, they were always, like, you know, I would do the best I could, you know what I'm saying? I would stay late when they wanted me to sometimes. And, you know, at the time, you know, they act all nice. Oh, can you do this? Can you do that? And then when you do it, you know, then they're back just, you know, barking in your face, you know, after you've given whatever, you know, do whatever they want. So, you know, that made me mad. That made me mad. But I won't say it made me mad to actually want to get, like, do something bad to them or revenge. But, you know, but I guess in like, a small way, you know, I, like, my attitude did become kind of foul. So I guess you could say that was my slight, you know, revenge. Because, you know, I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm being nice to you. So I'm not, you know what I'm saying, and then you're not being nice to me. So now you no longer get niceness from me.
So
I mean, but I think that, like, for a lot of people, you know, Miss Jules, you made a great point whenever you said that it's not really worth it, you know. Just, you know, like, if somebody did something wrong, you know what I'm saying, just kind of brush it off, keep it moving, because in the end, you're going to be the bigger person. But see, a lot of people, they can't see that far in the future. You know, they just see the now and then, and then they feel the hurt or whatever the situation was. You know, this person did this to me, they made me mad, you know, I just got to get them back, you know. And I just think that, like, if a lot of people could do like Ms. Jules said and just, you know, kind of, you know, once something happened, okay, yeah, of course, it might make you mad or whatever at that time, but just kind of brush it up, because in the end, you're going to look like the better person, and you're not going to become crazy, because, you know, whenever you start plotting and scheming, you're right. It's kind of like,
yeah,
you're some,
like,
yeah.
Like, what kind of person are you to sit there and plot and put together a plan as to how you're going to screw somebody over?
You
why
know,
would
you
do that?
Exactly.
And there's
that's
so many young people, and it's so shameful that there's so many young people out there in the world that would do this gladly.
You know what, though? It's not even young people. I've heard of, you know, people who are older. And when you say plot, it makes me think of the voodoo doll. Like, they want to take a doll and put pins in the person's body and be like, you know what I mean? Like, when you say plot, that's what my mind goes to. Like, what are they going to do right now?
I'm talking about, like, not just the voodoo doll, but I'm talking about, like, everything. Like from the best friend that borrows something from you. Oh, girl, I'm going to bring it right back.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bring
uh-huh.
it back, and then your friend's like, oh, well, you know what, next time I'm going to do it to her.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
That's so childish. That's what I'm trying to say. There's people
you know,
who
it
are...
becomes a cycle. You know what I mean? Instead of, you know what, I've had a bad experience with this person. You know what, I'm just not going to let this person borrow my stuff. Instead of doing
yeah.
that, no, you want to go on do an ongoing cycle. I'm like, it can be
exactly.
that simple. It can
I
be
would
that
just
simple.
Say just... I would say just be cautious of the next person you're with and be careful of how they are and, you know, just be aware of how they are and, you know, get to know them. I mean, for me, I think trust, it has to be earned. And you know, I don't just give you my trust.
Desire,
so,
that
know.
Is such a wonderful thing to say. I think trust must be earned. And once,
yes.
I think that once, like trust is like, once you earn it, you have 100% of it.
Right.
And then
yeah.
once you make an error or once it looks like you can't trust that person anymore,
mm-hmm.
it just knocks
that
off
back.
Points. It just knocks
that
off
back.
Points. Their credibility just goes way down.
Oh, yeah. And when, I mean, me too, I get to the point where if you definitely earn my trust, then I get to the point where it's like I feel like it's the second kind of trust is where, you know, two people stand and I fall back and you catch me. And if I'm giving you my life in your hands and you
mm-hmm.
screw me over... That's
mm-hmm.
it. Your trust is dead to me.
Yeah.
So
it's over.
That's how I am. You know, I don't give like second. Like I used to, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, I used to give like second, third chances. But what for? I kept getting hurt. So now I give, you know, only one chance. But people be like, oh, you're mean. But no, sometimes you gotta,
no,
you know, you.
Sometimes it's experience. I mean, like sometimes you have to be tough with people. Sometimes
yeah.
you have to say no. Sometimes you really have
yeah.
to make a decision and say, listen, you know what, I didn't like my experience with you last time. I'm not going to do this again with you. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Because if not, then it becomes a matter of somebody continuously taking advantage of you. Or taking
exactly.
advantage of
you get stepped on like
your
you're a rug.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
that's what's
no one
up.
Likes to be stepped on. That's
mm-hmm.
horrible.
at all. The number to call is 646-200-3136. If you want to call in and get, have a question or give your comment, the question of the night is there ever a good time to get revenge? So let us know your answers. What we're going to do now, we're definitely going to go into a little break. We're going to take a break with one of our special musical guests that we had on our show by the name of Maintain. This is Beautiful Mind. You're keeping it real hot and fresh.
Copyright them, as you know, fake air. Blood sucking rappers invite them. Speaking to fake motherfuckers, don't acknowledge them at all, because deep down they want to see you fall and keep your real people close. And don't you ever let them go. The ones that got your back, filthy, rich, or dead, broke. Keep the circle tight, loyalty comes first. It's very necessary, your money is secondary. Respect is a must, so is honor and trust, because without it, the scavengers that have you surrounded, and it's a conquer and destroy game. Motherfuckers better understand it when you talk, it's not a paranoid thing, nah, this is set up. See, the object is to fuck your head up, so every move you make is all messed up. The pimps see well, their money keeps growing, the hoes keep hoeing, and they're not even knowing what's going on. It's colder than the Midwest winter in December. I can't even recall or remember seeing anything colder than this. I get pissed when I go deep into the thought about how wrong this is, and it's just not fair, and most are just not aware. But I stare at the picture, seeing this so clear that it scares me. I won't lie, I get chills up my spine every time I think about how it's real and not fake a bit. It's hard to take this shit. See, knowing so much got me thinking this ain't as sick, but on point, just like the tip of attack. And if I ain't spitting the facts, then I ain't ripping this track. They started pimping me, so I started pimping them back. My dimension is demented, homeboy, and it's as simple as that. See, they don't give a fuck if the way I'm living is whack. That's why I'm giving them hell and never giving them slack. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell the phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. Maintain, get ready, cause you know the jealous one's heavy. You heavy on the haters' minds right now. This is not a dream, it's reality. I hope you're tuned in, but keep in mind, the hating is natural. The hater doesn't even know he's hating. It's human to hate. If you can't understand that, then you will get ate up quick. Cut head real good, food on the plate. I'm saying be careful, they study every move that you make. And it's on, you see what happened with the song, Sean. You wrote a clever story, motherfucker. Took you all wrong. See, they don't really understand the work of a genius. So what do? They throw rocks at you like Jesus, Jesus. So crazy, it's amazing to me how the average person don't know how to take me. Motherfuckers don't want to show love or congratulate me. So they point fingers at me and find reasons to hate me. It makes me want to keep my witty rhymes to myself and hide out. It maybe goes right for somebody else, like some little corny hit for some young rapper to blow. Stay on the low and try to write them in a passionate flow. And put some big connects behind them, I just happen to know. But do I really want to do all that? The answer is no. Even though them royalty checks sound nice for real, I can only write to a beat that I can feel. I can only spit a rhyme that comes straight from the soul. Ask me why I not just look at you and say I don't know. I ain't that rapper that you see with an MTV crib. I'm that rapper from the streets that he preparing his kid. Taught him chess at age 3 to put his air in the gym. It's in my mind, it's not about me, it's all about him. So I keep jabbing with the left and follow through with the right. And before you go to bed, say a prayer every night. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind. You wanna see a beautiful mind? I'll show you beautiful mind. Just give me 45 minutes of studio time. Tell them phony rappers in the booth to move to the side. They ain't saying shit in their rhymes, tuning the mind.
You are keeping it real hot and fresh with your hosts, Z-Fly, Desire, and Jules. And that was the sounds of Maintain, Beautiful Mind. And now we're going to jump into the sounds of Miss Lisa Left Eye Lopez. This is Let's Just Do It.
Yeah, come on. gonna do this one right here. I like this. Let's just do it. See, when I wanna do something, I just do what I feel, you know what I'm saying? I just do it straight from the heart. So we can do it and do it. Let's go. Nobody never understood me better. A true friend forever. That's why I'm writing you this love letter. Despite my ways through every phase, you brought me better days with such a craze. From the beginning, Wendy Hill, the black linen, when I was sagging denim, and let you get a venom, until I damaged, when I selected another teaser, but we managed to stay connected, when you expected to see me naked, I couldn't let it 5 years, and you still respect it, now check it, give me a second to unwind, you'll find all the pain and misery, it nearly blew my mind, ain't no fame and chivalry compared to losing time, I'll explain my history aboard the cruise at night, don't be late, cause I would hate to cross the seven seas in the windy breeze, do it like I do it. Yeah. They used to call me fat. They used to say I'm ugly. But now I'm making records. Who be screaming that they love me? I got them dollar bills. I make a lot of cheese. That joke can't do it like me. I see me in the club, I'm looking fresh. And when you see me on the street, I'm looking fresh. And when you see me all the time, I'm looking fresh. I got my hair and my nails done. I'm so fresh, baby.
Yep, yep, yep. All right, y'all, you're keeping it real hot and fresh. It was Let's Just Do It by Lisa Lefty Lopez. And tonight we're talking about revenge. Is it ever a good time to get revenge in any situation? You know, somebody makes you mad, you know, somebody wreck your car, somebody cuss you out in public, your boss want to write you up. Is it time to get revenge, or should you just leave it in a high power hand and let it go? So that's what we're talking about tonight. In the half part of the show, the first half, we're talking about different situations. But now we're going to go to the Facebook page because y'all have been leaving y'all comments there. I'm going to read some of your comments. We have the Facebook question of tonight is it ever a good time to get revenge? And some of your comments is, we have one girl that says no because karma is bad. That's kind of like what you said, Desire.
Yeah.
And then we have another girl that says, no, leave it in God's hands. He'll take care of the dirty work. That's what Jewel says. So,
yeah.
Yes. Okay. So definitely keep sending us those Facebook comments. We'll definitely read them out on the show. And also call us in and let us know your comments as well. 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136. Okay, so now now we're going to talk about solutions. So we kind of talk about solutions anyway in talking about revenge, but other than you know, just forgetting, you know, like just brush it off your shoulder or, you know, just forget about it, are there other solutions that maybe that people can, that, and even us, you know, even in our everyday life, even us or, you know, other people can use? I want to say that, you know, other than those two, I think that a lot of times people, we don't talk to the people, you know, or talk to the people that's making us mad. You know, a lot of times people do stuff to us and we hold it all in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wouldn't y'all agree that I think maybe sometimes it would be good to, you know, go to that person or whoever it may be and just be like, you know, I want to talk to you about the situation because I didn't like this or I didn't understand this or why do you do, you know, a lot of people, we don't communicate. You know, we just, you know, somebody does something to, you know, to us, we get mad or hurt, our feelings get hurt, and then we're just like, okay, really? That's how it is? I'm going to get you back. But nobody's talking. Nobody's telling the person, well, I didn't like this or you did this. Or
no, I mean, I'll tell someone, listen, I don't appreciate what you did, and, you know, can we talk somewhere privately? Because this ain't right. So I'll voice it. I've always been one to voice it. I'm not shy to communicate, or if my feelings are hurt or I'm mad, I will voice it, listen, we need to talk. So.
That makes sense. I've done that too. I've done, when there's enough patience, because, you know, in these situations, there are some times that you do have the patience to say, hey, you know what, I didn't like what was going on a couple of minutes ago. Let me talk to you because you and I need to get things straight, you know. But
Yeah. What
happens when the person or whomever it is that angered you doesn't take responsibility? Now,
that's a good question.
Those are fighting words, okay? Because, I mean, like, we're human, okay? No matter how much what we believe in, we're human, we do get angry, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes all patience, all reason is lost when we confront the person. That's why I think a lot of the times it's easier when you just avoid the person altogether. Sometimes you can do that and communicate with some people, but there's some people that they just don't get it. They won't take responsibility for their actions, and then instead of it being a resolution, it actually aggravates the situation more, especially when you're talking about work, like a manager, like when you tell your supervisor. I know plenty of people that done told their supervisor in the past year, listen, I didn't like what you did, that. You know where they are? They're fired. They're fired.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean? Or they get promotions and then they set them up and they still fire them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, I guess, the most important part, I think, would be to pick and choose your battles.
Go ahead, Desire.
No, you got it. I'm sorry, Sadie.
Well, no, I was going to say that, you know, that brings me, my last place where I was staying at, you know, there was actually the neighbor of all people. I mean, she didn't even live, you know, in the apartment, but she was like the neighbor, but she was just a person who always kept a lot of, you know, stuff going on or whatever. So, you know, it was like me and her had a off and on friendship, you know, 1 minute, you know, we're friends, and then she'll say something, or either I say something to make her mad or whatever. But anyway, but one time, you know, I did, you know, tell her how I felt, and just like Jules said, she didn't care. She was like, okay, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Yeah,
I'm telling her, you know, I didn't like whatever, blah blah blah, whatever what you said. She's like, okay, and you know, I mean, she really didn't care because I mean, and then like her thing was always well, that's just me. I'm not gonna change. So I'm gonna say whatever I want. So you're right. Yeah, exactly.
That's so infuriating because you know what? You're not going to be able to say or do to me whatever you want, and you're not going to get a positive reaction from me. You know, because there's some things that you could say to anybody on the street, anybody. You know, whether it's your friend, it could be your mother, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could say something to you to bring you out of sorts.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Like, I feel like, to me, I feel like a person like that, or whoever in the future, has not grown up. Like, I actually, you know, two years ago dated a guy, and every time he got mad at me, he would say something to push my buttons. And like I said, in the beginning, I used to get mad, and I'm like, why are you saying that? And then later I'm like, you know what, you can say whatever you want, because it's like what you said, Miss Jules, that I'm going to let God fight my battles, because you're not worth it, you know what I mean? And I feel like you're not a man, or you're not a woman, you're not a true person, I feel like you're not, you haven't grown. So until you've grown, then speak to me, until then, to me, you're a child, I don't care how old you are, you're a child. So you want to act like this, then you're a child to me. You're a kid. And I don't talk to kids, and I don't deal with kids. If you're a grown person, then you would talk to me face to face, and we'll settle it and squash it. If not, then be gone. I don't need you. Bye.
Exactly. And then, yeah, and you know what? And then, like, for some people, they only know fighting words. You know, they don't know how, because I hear how, like, we're going around, you know, spirituality and God around, which is very good. But see, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've actually heard people say, well, yeah, I know God fights your battles, but, you know, I don't got time to wait on God. I got to do this for myself. And I'm thinking, okay, what do you think you're going to do that God can't do better? Because all thing you're going to do is make a mess out of a situation. You're going to be mad. The person's going to be mad still. Y'all probably fighting. You know, but, you know, people, they don't want to wait on God. You know, a lot of people just want to handle things themselves. And then, but the way they're handling it, there is evil. You know, it's nothing good.
Oh,
revenge isn't good.
That's so true.
If you think about it, when I was thinking about this one day, if you take the word live and you turn it around, people live evil.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Awesome?
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow, like that too. I never thought about that. Like, wow, that was good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they do say that we were born sinning. I mean,
yeah.
We should expect, I mean, I know that people make mistakes,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And there are some times that, you know, you might have caught somebody on the wrong day, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But once you get accustomed to scheming, I don't think that's a characteristic that you ever drop off anywhere. It just gets worse and worse. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think, like you just said, I think it's the people you hang around with. Like, that's why it's like when you were in the beginning, I was talking about motivational speaking,
uh-huh.
And I was saying you have to be around optimistic people. If you're not
that's
around
true.
Optimistic people, then step back. If you're around, you know, people who are going to, you know, make you feel worse or you're in the bad group or whatever,
mm-hmm.
your friends are making you in that situation,
yeah.
then that's not true friends. That's not a good person. You need to step back and meet a new person who's
mm-hmm.
going to bring the situation into a positive, motivational state and encourage you and to be walk away.
Exactly. And then, you know, also I want to tell people, you know, to stop being, you know, stop being so petty, you know, stop letting
yeah.
every little thing, you know, that make
yeah.
you mad. Because see, ever since I've been living here in New York City, you know, I could just sit out and I could just look at people, you know what I'm saying, in the store. I mean, the littlest things make somebody mad. You know, the other day I was at Walmart and, you know, two people, they're over there fussing and cussing each other out about who was in line first.
Oh,
I mean, you know,
God.
I mean, yeah. And then like, also, like, this weekend, I went to Staten Island and I took the ferry. Now, all of you who has rode the Staten Island ferry to Staten Island, y'all all know that, you know, it's always, like, a lot of people, especially at, like, you know, the mornings and 5 o'clock rush hours or whatever. So, anyway, so I was with my little nephew, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's 5, so I'm trying to watch him, hold his hand, you know what I'm saying, make sure he don't get lost with her. Now, I wasn't aware, but evidently, I must have kind of bumped into this lady because I don't remember seeing her face, but I did kind of sense that, like, she was looking at me like, you bumped into me, but honestly, I don't remember bumping into her. So anyways, as I was walking, I had on flip flops. And then what she did was to get revenge. She stepped on my flip flop to try to trip me down. And I looked back. Yes, I thought.
That is so messed up.
That is messed up.
That
is messed up.
Yes. So then when I looked around, she didn't do it, but I knew it was her because like my mom, she was behind me. So I was like, Mom. I was like, do you step on my flip flop? She was like, no. So then I looked at the lady, and then she was looking all mean. Like, she said, yeah, I did it, Ann.
Oh,
I'm like, that's so petty.
Oh, my.
I was not trying to bump into her.
Oh, my goodness.
So
I saw a lady like that once, though. I saw on the train. This lady, oh, my gosh, she was deliberately throwing bros everywhere. Like, she got
wow.
off the train, and she was physically elbowing people to get out of her way. And she was an older woman. This woman had to be 60, bent over with her cane, and she's just elbowing people, talking about move.
One here happened to me a few years ago. I was on the LIRR, and same thing. Like, I, you know, the stop, you know, we're about to stop, and I accidentally bumped into the old lady, and she had a cane, and I said, I am truly sorry. You know, she hit me with her cane.
What?
Yeah, she did. And I'm like, wow. And all I was looking at me like, are
wow.
you okay? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, that's fine. But I said to myself, But I said, if you know, you ever heard, what's that saying? I fall and I can't get up. I said, she fall, can't get up. I'm not gonna be going to help her because, you know, she was mean to me. Like, I was mean, and I apologize. Yeah, I apologize like 5 times and she's still hitting me with a cane. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And I walked away. I'm not gonna hit her back. She's an old lady.
Wow.
Yeah, that happened.
So I was like, okay.
I don't know what's up with these old ladies, but these old ladies,
I don't either.
they can just do anything, say anything. I remember I was, like, in high school, and me and my best friend had gotten on the bus, and we happened to pass by this old lady. We bumped this old lady. Oh, Lord, she's a black woman. She's about 60, maybe 70. She got her wig on. You know, she looked like Grandma Cora. You know what I mean? She does. She looked like her name is Cora. You know what I mean? And I had to be 14. No older. I had to be 14. And I bumped into this lady, mistakenly, did not know, unbeknownst to me. And then she just starts mouthing off, talking about things that I didn't understand at that point in my life. You know, because she went on to say, oh, well, you look like the type of woman that wouldn't know who your baby's daddy is. I didn't even know. I'm like, and I'm a child at the time. And then my best friend's also younger than me, you know. So we're like, what do we say to this old lady? You know, I wanted to squeeze out my juice on her because I had, like, one of those squeezer bottles. I just wanted to squeeze out my juice. And I was like, oh, man, if I squeeze out my juice, I'm not going to be able to tell this to my mama. So I was like,
wow.
Okay, I'm not going to do anything. But she was crazy. I don't understand.
But there
that
are crazies
crazy.
Everywhere. There's crazies in New York. And here's another quick thing so you got to remember because I know we have to wrap this up. But, like, you know, talking about revenge, you have to be careful. God forbid you bump into the wrong person or you do something to the wrong person.
You know?
I know.
They could pull out a gun. They could pull out a knife. And
so
you're
true.
Like, whoa. And this
is
not even revenge. This is not even revenge. This is just like a typical even to, like, you bump into someone or you try to, you know, you try to defend yourself and someone's going to kill you and you're like, whoa.
Very true. Very true.
Did you don't know if I got a gun or a knife? You gotta be careful about that. You really do, because you might bump into the wrong one.
My new motto is no worries. Like you just said, someone jumped in front of me. I would just say, you know, excuse me, I'm in front of you, but you know, go ahead, go in front of me. But you know, no worries. Like I'm not gonna fight or argue with you. Like I said, I'm not gonna waste my breath. No worries. Go ahead, go.
I don't know. We could definitely set up do a live event in New York City for hours about revenge. All these people who do it every second. Everybody, we got 7 minutes down to the show. We definitely thank everybody for listening. We thank you for your Facebook comments as well. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get into our final thoughts for the evening, and then we're going to jump into 10 ways you know you ghetto. So what are your final thoughts, everybody? We'll start with Ms. Jules. What's your final thoughts for the show?
Well, my final thoughts, if you're going to do revenge, you might as well do it right, you know. Don't do it at all. Leave it up to the Lord. The Lord got you. But if you really find yourself in a position where you can't think about anything else, call a friend, call your home girl, call your homeboy, go out for some drinks, talk about it, and see if you don't feel a little bit different.
Yeah. So how about you, Miss Desire?
I kind of feel like the same way. You know, I was just gonna say, you know, remember, what goes around comes around. So if if you feel like it is like so deep to the point where they hurt your family, same thing. I agree with Miss Jules. Like, talk to someone first because, you know, it's a lot of us are too, I'm lost for words, but like they're too eager, and they'll do something, and you can't take that moment back, and you're like, I wish I would have just had 10 more seconds, you know, before I did this. So think before you do. That's my thing.
Exactly. I just want to say, I definitely do want to encourage people to talk it out, but only if you know it'll go somewhere. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure some people go, well, how would I know that? But you can kind of tell, like, you know, who the person is. You kind of know if, like, they're going to actually listen or if they'll be, like, the person I had, and they're just like, well, that's me and they're not going to change. So, you know, sometimes talking it out is good, but if you feel like the conversation isn't going nowhere, then just squash it, you know, and just move on with your life. Because, like Ms. Jules said, and I definitely agree, you know, keep worrying about things, little petty things. It's just gonna drive you crazy because they're going on with their life, they're having fun, and here you are still worrying about, you know, whatever. So that's my final thought. also want to let everybody know that definitely keep it real hot and fresh every Monday night, because coming very soon, hopefully we will be doing some live events here in New York City. We'll definitely be keeping you posted. Yeah, so y'all will be able to see us live up front and personal here somewhere in New York City. We'll definitely be keeping you posted with that. And as you know, we will definitely have new musical artists coming up. And we have maybe some musical battles coming up, so you definitely want to keep it real hot and fresh. Again, we want to welcome back Miss Jules, and we want to welcome to the show Mrs. I can call y'all Miss. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Is it just Desire?
You can call me Miss Desire. You can call me Miss Desire, Desire. I'm fine with either one, so it's fine.
And then Jewel, I keep calling you Miss Jules with an S. Is it just Miss Jewel?
It's Miss Jules.
Okay, good. Okay, gotcha. I'm making sure. Yeah. I would tell somebody your name in a minute. Anyway, but y'all know who I am. I'm Z Fly, and we are out of here, but we can't go nowhere without our 10 ways, you ghetto. And we want to thank everybody for listening in and tuning in next week. All right, y'all. Are y'all ready?
I'm ready.
All right, y'all. 10 ways, you ghetto. Here we go.
Break it down.
Right, number 10. You know you ghetto if you keep your food stamps and a money clip.
Oh, damn. No.
Number 9. You know you ghetto if the only gold you wear is in your mouth.
Oh,
no.
That's sad. Mm-hmm. Number 8. You know your mama ghetto if she washes paper plates. That's all that my mama would do. My mama, she all gotta say everything.
That's a good one. I love it. Oh.
Number 7. You know you ghetto if your idea of a fortune cookie is a tortilla with a food stamp in it.
Oh.
No, that's not it.
That's sad. Number 6. You know you ghetto if you do wheelies on a 10-speed. That was back in the day. Number 5, you know you ghetto if you bring fried chicken to the movie theater. But
no.
But sometimes you have to, because that movie popcorn is hot. No, I'm serious, you have to sneak your food in there these days.
Yes, you do. I do.
I do too. Number 4, you know you ghetto if you have a pager in 2010 and you're trying to act like it's a cell phone.
Oh,
now,
no.
People not on cell phone beeping and flashing.
They still
number
do that?
3.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. Do they still do pagers? I don't know. I ain't gonna have a pager. Number 3. You know your uncle ghetto if he does drive-by shootings on a bus.
Oh, no.
Number 2. You know you ghetto if everything you eat is in a can.
Chef Boyardee.
Yep. And number 1, you know your mama ghetto if she breastfeeds your baby brother with gin and juice. Y'all are crazy.
Oh,
all right, so we will definitely see y'all on TNC. We will be back next week with a hot new topic. So from the hottest host on the net. So be sure to tune in next week. We are out of here. Peace, y'all.
Bye.
Good night.
Under your bed with bald head and the outlook terrible. Another class is terrible. Where you gonna go when you're your own worst enemy? Reflection like a void in the empty keeps killing me.
Pimp it up. that garbage slash is so popular. Gonna sign all these rappers just so I can start dropping it. I drive through the suburbs and throw dog shit at you while you're trying to sell swag. Choke hoes until you say that. It's why the children so sad, I get egged. I'm the type of MC, bring the sky pager back as soon as I find out it ain't nothing to rap. Then I got something for you, 38 the door, but my soundtrack horrible. Into the floor you will, call the floor, tell